USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fire and explosion breaks out on a Russian warship in the Black Sea. The crew was evacuated, and then it sinks to the bottom of the ocean. Ukrainian forces claim they hit the ship with a missile. Russia claims they were incompetent and accidentally started a fire near their own ammunition. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
It's going to have an impact on their capabilities, certainly in the near term. Whether it has an impact on their naval capabilities in the long term is just unclear right now.
Protests in Grand Rapids, Michigan after the police shooting death of a black man. 26-year-old Patrick Loyoya was pulled over and asked about the tags on his license plate. Police say he was resisting arrest. He was shot in the back of the head as he was running away. So far, the officer involved has not been charged, as state police investigate. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. One of the richest men in the world is trying to buy a social media company.
Elon Musk offered to buy Twitter for $54.20 a share in cash. That equates to roughly $43 billion, according to documents filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
I think this is going to put Twitter back against the wall. They're going to either have to accept it through a strategic process, but there's really no way that Twitter, in my opinion, could reject this.
Daniel Ives with Wedbush Securities on CNBC Thursday morning.
Attorneys for a Tennessee death row prisoner filed a motion to have their client's execution date next week vacated. Oscar Smith, 72, is scheduled to be executed April 21st for the 1989 murders of his estranged wife, Judy Smith, and her two sons from a previous relationship. The court filing said there was new DNA evidence discovered. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
New COVID outbreaks in China have people concerned that may happen here in the U.S.
The White House COVID czar says the United States is in a very, very different situation than China when it comes to an uptick in cases. Dr. Ajit Jha says the country has a high-quality set of vaccines and has done a better job of vaccinating older people than China.
Our situation is very, very different, and so I'm not worried about a China-like situation here.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC.
The FDA has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that uses breath samples. The Inspect IR COVID-19 breathalyzer is now available for use in medical facilities and mobile testing sites. In a study, the breathalyzer accurately identified 91.2% of positive tests. Australia has announced additional sanctions against more than a dozen state-owned companies. It also continues to levy punitive measures against the Kremlin over its war in Ukraine. The sanctions target 14 state-owned companies, including defense-related entities KAMAZ, as well as shipping companies Chevmash and United Shipbuilding Corporation. Australia has imposed sanctions against some 600 individuals and entities since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.